What's up, it's Coolie China.
How many more licks will it take till I get to the Senegal? Cause I've been at it since a quarter past eight in thick, you're looking at it.
Yo, this is your boy Ricky Rich.
Oh, I love a Zulu girl. Oh, I say, oh, 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 I love a Zulu girl. Yeah, I love a Zulu girl. Yeah, I say, yeah.
Yo, what up, this is Quest at Deck Off. All the stars. All the hits. Yeah, I love it. This is Madiba's Radio.
Hello, what's up, beautiful people? Welcome to Madiba's podcast. You're listening to another episode of Diba Drive, your ultimate ride through culture, music, real talk, and good vibes. I'm your host, Sherry with Lucas, but you can call me Sherry. We're keeping it real. We're keeping it moving. But hey, I never roll solo. On this journey, riding shotgun with me is my amazing co-host.
It's Yara KC, your girl from MP, right here on the Diva Drive podcast. It's been long, but we are back like umqolo. You know, it's been a time. It's been a time, but however, we are happy to be back on this journey of all things entertainment.
Yeah.
It's going to be nice. It's going to be lekker. I hope you are ready to hear all the things we are going to be bringing to you.
Yeah, let's get into it.
However, I don't want to lie. I am forcing myself because it's exam season. We all know, and it's been a stressful time.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe it's also because of the season we're in, which is like winter.
The weather was getting me down in the dumps, and I saw it was like pouring rain outside, and I was like, "Yo, am I leaving the house today?
I didn't think I was gonna make it.
I was like, maybe I should just text and say, hey, I'm not coming.
You know what?
I'm not coming.
I was thinking of a reason, an excuse, like, hi,
anything.
So I broke my ankle. I don't know. Or should I just tell them the truth and be like, it's pouring outside. It's raining cats and dogs, but yeah, we are here now. And also, you know, somebody said this on TikTok saying that we've had winter seasons, but this one
is different, eh?
This one is different.
This one is definitely different. I can feel it because it was just autumn and then all of a sudden got really cold. And I was like, it's not winter yet.
And as much as we used to like winter cold,
yeah,
it's associated to coldness and flu and all of this.
Yeah.
The flu we had this year,
It's
another variant.
Because why is my flu?
I thought COVID was back.
Hey, why is it lasting 2 weeks? I'm like, yo.
Why is it making me bedridden?
Corona, are you back?
Why am I bedridden now because of flu? Because usually you can work with flu. You can go around. You just have sniffles here and there. You're coughing here and there. But this one, it was like, you need to stay in bed.
And it's exam season now, so why?
Imagine.
You don't want to have your runny nose while you're trying to study, last minute saving the semester.
I can see that. I feel like it's better.
It's always exam
now,
season,
I hate the sniffling in the exam hall. It seems like all the attention is on you because you're like, everybody's writing, it's quiet.
Literally. And then all of a sudden, I feel like some people are just extra with it. Bring some tissues with you if you know you're going to write.
Exactly.
Some of us are fighting for our lives.
Can we talk about people who don't actually notice that you have to bring certain things to the exam room?
Guys,
you know that you are sick, bring something. Bring something to help you with your sickness. We can't all be trying to write. The paper is mooring me.
I cannot handle it.
The
coughing, the violence. I know some people make an effort to keep their cough in.
Yes.
I'm one of those people.
And I commend them.
I am one of those people.
I commend those people.
Personally, the more you keep it in, the punch. The punch.
It comes back stronger.
Exactly. That's why I don't keep it in, guys. Just let it go immediately.
Let it go immediately and just help, Lord help you. And also, I think you should try and like deal with the situation before you get into the exam.
Yeah.
I feel like it makes it better.
Mm.
If you can hear that you have a lot of sniffles, try and get that out.
Do what you need to do. Do the whole process.
Yes,
blow the nose,
blow
drink
the
water.
Exactly.
A lot of
meds.
Yes, meds as well. Because I feel like people don't want to spend money on medicine.
Guys, you can get it at the campus clinic.
Guys,
that's what it's there for.
Don't make us suffer like that.
That's what it's there for.
That's what it's
so
for.
So, I once had the flu, but that was like years ago.
Yeah.
Because now I prefer pharmacy, but I went to the campus clinic. They gave me strepsils.
Everything you needed.
They gave me Flustat.
Yeah.
They gave me, I think it was the cough mixture. Yeah, I think they did give me a cough mixture. So, already those three, they're like the basics.
Yeah.
They can help you fight off that flu or even just to keep it intact for an exam.
And you'll be sorted out.
You see?
You know, you won't be disturbing the people around you.
We must utilize the resources we are given.
That is the advice.
That's one thing people don't do. One thing I've realized about the campus clinic, people go there when the situation is now extreme.
Yeah.
They don't want to go when it's just start. Yes, yes, exactly. But actually, we should all be knowledgeable about the resources and also use them. When you see that the symptoms are there, go there, please. Even though
waiting last minute.
Even if they're going to tell you that, come back when it's stronger. But at least now they know your case.
Yeah.
You see? Because if you go there and you're like, I can barely walk anymore. They're going to ask you. First thing I was going to ask you, why didn't you come earlier?
Yeah, why did it take so long for you to show up? Now you're having three different diseases on one time.
Yeah.
What must we do now?
What must we
because,
do?
Because, hey,
can too much happen now?
Hey.
But anyways, that is just us talking about campus life. Let's talk about the things that happened.
The things.
You know, campus life has always, I've associated it with events mostly.
Mm.
The crawl is always fuming with events, swarmed with events. The stadium is always swarmed with events.
Yeah.
And everything like that. However, can we just go out of campus and talk about the things that are happening out there?
Because wherever you're listening from, I hope you're warm and comfy because we're here to yap.
Yo.
We're here to entertain you.
I'm here to talk.
We're here to distract you from your study schedule. That we know has like 5-6 exams. It's okay.
Take a break.
It's okay.
Take a break. Yeah. Take a breather and just dwell with us on this extravagant time.
Take a break.
Of talking about all things nice.
All things nice.
Yeah, Yvonne. So anyways, let's talk about the event that we just passed through right now. You know, I used to love doing this of talking about things that just happened.
Yeah.
And then I would have this friend of mine who would just analyze everything. Now, I loved him because he would analyze the fashion part of it.
Yeah.
He was a fashion guy.
Yeah.
I was the music girl. So I would be there like, you know, the music was nice. You know, this and that.
Debrief
but I didn't
afterwards.
Like how this and this mixed together.
Yeah.
And he would be like, but the fashion was like this and that. I feel like they could have done better. And I used to love him for that.
Two different worlds.
Mixed together.
Yeah.
And
that
is what we saw with Kelvin Momo this time.
Wow, guys.
That is what we saw with Kelvin Momo.
Kelvin Momo went all out.
And the Red Bull Symphonic.
Yes.
It was epic. It was everything. I didn't expect it to be like this.
It was amazing. I wish I got a ticket though.
I don't know what I was expecting. Or maybe, I don't know, maybe from the previous one.
Yeah.
It was like chill.
You watched it last year?
It was just I'm a piano mostly. It was about the music.
Yeah.
This time it was the music with the fashion. I liked how they were like elegant.
The ladies showed up.
The elegance.
Let me tell you the outfits.
Oh.
I looked at every single one's outfits and I was like, you showed up. You ate that.
You ate that.
You knew what you were doing, girl.
4+4.
Yeah, I like that they knew. Like, okay, this. I know I'm a piano artist. You know, I dress differently when I'm performing. But this is Red Bull Symphonic.
Yes,
we need to show up, and the ladies did.
Even Kelvin Momo did the best.
Yes,
that tux.
Yeah,
that suit.
His whole little
it
outfit.
Was elegant.
No, I feel
a black tie.
Jogger.
That was nice. Sing. You know how we always expect like our DJs, our music producers to just be chilled, wearing techies and
whatever.
Jeans.
You know,
because
Nikes.
We always associate music with just, especially I'm a piano music, contemporary music. We always associate it with just chillness, chillers. Yeah, but you chillers, you say kaya. You just
vibes.
Yeah, bright type of vibe. And he actually made it different. He was like, I want elegance
he
this
did.
Year. I want a touch
the vision
of class.
The vision that he had was very different. And
it was very different.
He accomplished it.
Personally, accomplished it.
It was amazing.
With the songs.
Yeah.
That mixture.
With the orchestra on the side.
Yes.
Just giving elegance.
It was elegant, classy.
Yeah.
It was all that, and then mixed with a taste of Africa.
Amazing
of
performances.
Of South African DNA.
Yes, sir.
Of our house, our three-step, our amapiano. Jonga,
guys,
everything was there.
Legendary South African amapiano artists were performing, guys.
I don't know if it's too early to say, but this might be the event of the year. It's too early. But I'm just going to put it out there.
You never know.
It
maybe
might be in the top five.
Maybe they outdo it next year. You never know. Because
but for the year, 2025,
yeah,
top five, top three, it's there.
It's definitely
for
one
South
of
Africa,
the events.
It is.
Yeah.
For international, it's there with Kendrick Lamar.
Yeah.
What he did in February, that's something to be talked about the whole year.
Yay.
Oh.
That's another thing.
The
hey?
Grammys.
Whoa.
And the Super Bowl.
Whoa.
Everything.
Oh. The Super Bowl.
I'm still talking
it's definitely
about
up
it
there.
Now. But anyways, the symphonic. I have to talk about it. The ladies. That touch of heritage or the slip on the dresses and then the black.
You can see the unique South African, you
and
know.
Actually, I don't know if this is a stretch or I'm far-fetching this one. But I feel like that is a touch of Africa Day that we just passed through.
It is.
Nah.
And Africa Day was a success, guys.
It was a very big success.
It was a success. And I feel like they just took that energy
and brought it.
Ran with it.
Yes.
And produced what really was amazing.
I loved that idea. When I thought about it and I was like, we just passed Africa Week. And now you're doing this.
Mm-hmm.
I love it.
Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah. And it was honestly, if you don't know what the Red Bull Symphonic is, please Google it now.
Please.
Take your phone out because...
Pause.
Yes.
Go with it and check it out.
It was amazing.
But anyways, we're not just going to talk about Kelvin Momoa.
The real moment.
Let's talk about the real moment. That got everybody riled up. That got everybody screaming on their phones.
That was,
screaming at the event.
It was a moment.
That was just,
tell us what happened. What happened?
So, from day one, we saw that our girl, Babalwa M, was there.
The girl.
The girl of
the lady.
Moment. Lady of
Come
the moment.
On.
Was there and rendering an item for us at the end, actually. She was part of the closing act.
Yes, it was the closing
performance.
Yeah.
And day one, it was chill. It was cool. It was nice. We
vibes.
Could see the chemistry.
Vibes.
The vibes between them. And we were like, we like this.
Power couple.
We like this. It's giving. We thought it was giving.
Yeah.
Power couple. Day three.
Little did we know.
Day three, it was no longer giving power couple. It was
power couple.
The power couple. It is the power couple because they sealed it with a loving, a chemistry filled,
beautiful,
smooching,
spontaneous,
lovely kiss.
Mm.
Hey!
Like on stage
physical
kiss.
Touch.
And you can see it wasn't like planned. You know, a lot of these people.
Exactly. You can see when people like have something for a PR moment.
Exactly.
This one.
This wasn't planned. This was like
it was in the
passion.
Spirit of the moment.
Yes. It was like, wow, I'm performing with my beautiful girlfriend.
Exactly.
Let me just embrace her.
It was giving. Let them see you. And actually, let me take this moment to appreciate you.
Yeah.
That's what it was giving.
He really
and
did look
you
in
could
love.
See when Babalwa was performing, the way Kelvin was looking at her.
Yeah.
I
he really
want
was.
Someone to look at me that way.
Yo, he was distracted, guys.
Yeah,
was he engaging in whatever was going on stage? Because the way
I
he
feel
was
like
looking
he
at
was
her,
just...
He was focused on her.
Literally, you know when you have tunnel vision?
You?
Just looking at this one thing, I feel like that's how it was.
Wow.
That's how it was. Guys, if you can go watch the videos, if you can go watch on YouTube, on TikTok, you will see.
Make sure you watch.
You
it.
Should.
Make sure you watch.
I feel like everybody should at
this
point.
Yeah, the audiences went crazy. Applause.
The audience.
You watched the video, right?
They're screaming.
Hey, even I was like...
I would scream also.
I would also honestly, scream, yes.
Considering the rumors that were there, that they were having like trouble in paradise,
no,
breakup.
Kill those rumors. Those rumors are dead.
Nothing.
Because
nothing of that
sort. That kiss sealed the deal.
It sealed it off. Basically, that kiss was telling us like, what were you saying?
There's more to come.
What were you saying?
And some people are thinking, you know, like maybe a proposal will come next because that kiss was something else.
Nah.
It was giving.
And I would love it for them.
Yeah.
They deserve it.
Personally.
They deserve happiness. They deserve. And they look good together.
Amazing couple. Guys. They're both amazing. You know, they work together.
They're compatible.
Wow.
They look good together. Just physical attraction is there.
Yeah.
And now the chemistry is just on all over the top. It's over the top. I feel like they deserve all good things.
Yeah.
And we hope that they're going to be the one couple.
And the fans are rooting
after
for them.
After Pretty Ugly and Buntle,
oh,
let them show us flames.
Come, man.
I am waiting for the flames that are going to come. Remember when Pretty Ugly and Buntle got married?
Yeah.
That was like literally the power couple of 2018.
You. That was a long time ago.
Hey, guys.
Whoa, 2018.
We've grown, hey?
Yeah.
It's been long.
We're in 2025 now.
That time we were singing, oh, I do. What was
flashback.
That song? Yo.
Flashback.
Throwback Tuesday. Throwback Tuesday. We need it.
Piano has really changed since then.
Yeah, it has. We
and
came
the,
from a very, very... It back then, it was not even Amapiano.
Yeah, it was... What was it called? What did we call it?
I forgot. But we had Kwaito. That's what I remember.
Yes, you're right.
We had Kwaito.
You're right.
We had your contemporary pop, hip-hop, South African... vibe, Ganje, because Obusi, La Sauce, they were in that space. And then we just went full blown glom and Amapiano and we ran with it.
You're taking me back. You're taking me back memory lane.
Nah.
South African music has really evolved.
And
it's so
talk
beautiful.
About evolution.
Yes, and the Red Bull Symphonic is just showing us
another.
Yeah, another
I feel like
side.
Another genre that could come out.
Possibly.
Because the opera.
Orchestra,
Amapiano, house infusion.
Child, let me tell you, I loved something. It so much. I actually felt emotional listening to the music.
And actually, let's talk about that because I felt like it was also emotional for Kelvin.
Yes.
It was so emotional. There's the part where he was crying, playing the one with Yalunde.
Yeah.
Buza. Mm. And that one, I could tell that it was very emotional for him. Rest in peace to Yolanda at this point. I feel like we need to say it.
We do.
If you don't know, she recently passed, just currently in March, at the age of 30.
A very big loss for South Africa.
Yeah. So, yeah, Yolanda Nyembezi was also someone we could see doing big things, hey?
Yes.
We could see her coming up in the industry. Sadly, when it's time... Yeah, but we just have to say that we appreciate her.
And we remember her.
We remember her.
And we appreciate Kelvin Momo.
And we could see that Kelvin was really emotional about that tribute.
He was.
And I guess it was a special moment for him to realize that actually I did a song with this talented musician.
Ooh.
And she's no longer there. You know, sometimes things happen and you don't realize until... The moment you take a path through memory lane and you realize that, hey, so this really happened.
And I feel like that moment really, I don't even think it was just for him where he got emotional. I feel like the fans, the audience
they also,
could feel it.
Yeah.
If you watch the video, wow. I could feel
everybody
it while I was
Everybody was
watching.
In their feelings.
Yeah.
And we understand. Mm. We understand it. Because even us... Through your phone, like you're not there physically, you can't say it was the music, but you could feel that it was a very emotional moment.
Yeah, you can see when artists are very passionate about their work.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I felt
and
the
about their friends.
Yes.
About
you can see they had a real relationship.
A real relationship. It was not just business. You know, you can see when a musician is just, it's business.
Just there for vibes.
I'm just there.
You know, we're working together.
But when you've grown more than... the business part. Now you've formed a relationship, a friendship on the side. It gets really sad when you have to pay tribute.
Yeah.
Now that brings me to another one because we've had a few sad moments as South Africa.
Yeah, and we're still mourning.
Although we do take time to celebrate with those that we have to be celebrated, but we do take time to pay tribute and pay notice to the people that we need to just pay salute to and say, We saw your work.
Yeah.
We know you.
We recognize you.
And we are sad that you have left us, but we know that you've done a great lot for us.
Amazing. And you have left
you have
an
given
impact
us your talent
on South Africa.
You have given us all that you could. You've given us your soul into whatever thing that you were doing, whether it's music, whether it's acting, whether it's painting, whether it's art, but we saw you. And that brings us to what we currently faced, sadly.
Another backlash.
Yeah.
Another funeral.
A step back in the acting industry.
Yeah.
One down, I guess. One legend gone.
Yeah.
But before we get sad and all of that, I feel like we can say that we understand.
Do we?
Do we?
I feel like fans don't understand.
It was too quick.
Yeah, it was.
It was too quick. So. It was too sudden.
And I think the backlash on X, or shall I say Twitter, is also linked to that.
We're
going to
have to talk about that. It's going to have to be something. But yes, because it was a sad thing that I guess we because you have to accept it at some point.
You
we
do.
Grieve, and through grieving, you heal.
Yeah.
Although there's no timeline for
acceptance.
Healing, you accept, yes.
Yeah.
After healing, you start to accept it.
Yeah.
There's no timeline, but you do get to that point where you're like, okay, so it happened, and you do still feel a certain way about it, but it happened.
It happened.
It happened. And that is us talking about Presley. Presley's sad passing.
Yeah. If you know Connie Ferguson, a well-known South African actress, she's receiving backlash on X or Twitter because she didn't attend actor Presley. I think he acted in Tsotsi, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. A beautiful movie. I loved
Tsotsi,
it.
Tsotsi, The River.
Yes.
Oh, he's been in a lot.
He's been in a lot and he's a legend.
Yeah.
So his funeral was on the 7th of June.
Mm-hmm.
And her absence drew a strong reaction from social
it would.
Media.
Honestly.
Hey.
Presley, chwene ya khaye.
Mm.
Oh. Yes, I heard that. I didn't know his name.
Yeah.
I knew him as Cobra. That's the
girl.
I'm sorry to
I'm
say
I'm not
it.
Even mad at you because, hey, same.
That was the same. Biggest. Okay, it was not the biggest, but that was one of his big roles.
It was a big movie.
Exactly.
Big movie.
So we all knew him as that one. He's played in a lot of things. Tsotsi being one of them. Inamba Namba being another one. Zama Zama, he was there.
Yeah.
And then he was Caprizi. And in The River, he's been there. So now, that shows that he's just been a big person.
Yeah. He's made an impact.
He's made an impact. The fact that you get roles in such big telenovelas and movies, it tells us that they saw something in you.
And he is such a great actor.
He was such a great
actor.
You know,
like in every role that he played.
He knew how to get into character
he
and
knew.
Do that.
He was a different character in every single movie.
That
and
shows
like,
variety.
Yes.
That shows that, you know, acting is about you being able to, I believe, that is about you being able to do different types of characters, being
characters,
different
yes,
types of
right.
characters and doing them in the best way possible. That I would actually believe that you're like that in real life.
Honestly, like you kind
if,
of need to
for
let
me,
go of yourself.
Yes. For me, I it takes time for me to take you in as an actor if you just do one role. I cannot.
And it's a very long process. I have to give, like, I have to salute two actors because it takes a long time to get into character. You're doing character sketch. You're doing everything.
I once listened to an interview of an actor, but it was like international. She was counting on the process of how like you get into character. And I was like, you know, we don't give them enough respect.
We don't.
Voice training. For that certain character.
If vocalization,
everything. If you need to be a gangster, you need a deep, gruntled voice.
If
you need to be a father,
language.
You need to be bold.
Yeah.
If you need to be a child, you need to be like playful. And that takes time, apparently.
It takes
you need
a
voice coach. You need vocal training. You need all of these things. And then you need to isolate yourself according to that actress.
Yes.
Or that actor or whatever character you're going to be playing at that time.
Mm.
If you're going to be a villain, then you need to associate yourself with dark, gloomy things that are going to turn you into a villain state.
And it can also impact them, hey? I've listened to numerous stories of actors like losing control,
and they had to go through therapy to come back to themselves. Yes. If you need to be a mother, you need to associate yourself with children and people who've been mothers and hear how they feel. I remember there was one actor who was like probably I would weigh maybe an 80 kg.
Yeah.
And they had to act as a man who was going through depression and homelessness and all of that. And he said he had to stop eating totally, just drink water.
And that is so common, in the film industry. Stop eating.
And I don't know what else he had to do, but he mentioned a few things in order to be as small as me.
Yeah.
40 kg. A man.
Wow. 40. And that's not only mental, it's also physically.
Physical because strain, if your mental strain.
Yeah, if your director is telling you, no, you need to lose weight or you need to gain weight.
Gain weight. And then, actually,
if I had to think about it, and
then go back and gain the weight. And go back to like being a 75 kg.
No.
Because at the end of the movie, it's a happy ending. So he has to come back to his body.
Yeah.
Yo,
do we see the commitment that comes with
that? The commitment that comes with that.
And we're giving you a picture as to how...
How
great...
Yes, of an actor. Why we're commending him like this.
Yeah.
And we have to say, may his soul rest in peace. However, now, back to the topic at hand that you mentioned.
Connie receiving backlash. I know fans are very upset. And they feel like she should have given respect, that last respect to Presley.
You know, however, I feel like I understand at some point. You know when you've been close to a person to such a point that you cannot deal with their loss.
And
the
attend their funeral and grieve.
Especially because
at the same time
a funeral of someone as big as this, you know to expect that there's going to be a lot of people. There's going to be a lot of people. Sometimes you cannot deal with being around many people when you're suffering a loss as big as this one.
Yeah. But you know, people...
Some people are not that strong.
Yeah, people aren't. And people also, like, I was thinking about how people were saying that, you know, she's also still grieving.
Exactly.
She's also grieving that might have brought, could have brought
bad memories. That's what I wanted to come to. Because you lost your husband.
Yeah.
Which we cannot scale that and say, it's been 5 years or it's been 3 years. No.
We can't forget it because, you know, people
imagine
grieve on their own time.
Exactly. She was the one who had a very, very personal, big attachment to that person.
Yeah.
So we cannot say she's probably healed now.
But people are also saying that.
Now this person is also a person who was close to your heart.
Very close.
And then you lose them.
Your life partner. But people are also saying that Presley did, in fact, help Connie through her husband's death.
That would make it worse. The one person who brought me from the dark place that I was in and showed me the light again because I was gloomed
and now,
with grief.
Yeah.
And they showed me that actually life goes on. We can walk you through it.
Mm.
And now I'm losing that walking partner in this journey of life.
Now you're mourning two people at once. I think fans need to be more understanding.
They need to be more
for
understanding.
For personal grief, I feel like maybe there is definitely a reason why Connie didn't attend the funeral.
And one thing I know about celebrities, yes, that's the word I wanted.
Mm.
Celebrities, sometimes they do things under the tables.
Mm.
And we have an uproar on, because, you know, we're only seeing the top of the table. We have an uproar.
Exactly.
She did not attend. She did not. But you'd find that she was in the family house, helping, comforting.
Memorial. You know, they have those things after tears, things like that.
Or even, not even after tears. Probably, you know, when, especially as South Africans, maybe a person dies on Monday. The family is going to be there and friends are going to come and just...
Yeah, give condolences.
At the wake. Be at the wake for maybe the whole week.
Yeah.
And then on Thursday, it's going to be the memorial. I might not be there, but I was there from Tuesday, Wednesday.
Yeah.
And Thursday. And maybe Friday, I'm not there.
And they'll send flowers. They'll send flowers.
At the funeral, I'm not there. But I was there for the whole week.
Yeah.
I was there making sure things are going well.
She could have showed up in different ways.
Exactly.
And I think it also... I think
it doesn't always have to be in the spotlight.
Yeah, it also comes to play that a lot of fans have a lot of expectations for celebrities.
They're also human.
Yeah, you know, in society, people expect a lot from celebrities just because, you know, they're public figures. They should be at every single event, regardless of personal circumstances.
This and that.
Yeah.
But it doesn't work like that. Not always.
There must have been a reason.
Yeah, I feel like it. There should be a reason. There is a reason.
Maybe she'll come up and, you know, give her explanation.
Even if she doesn't give us an explanation.
We're not mad, though.
We should be understanding. We can be mad, but also understanding.
Yeah.
Like, have your 30% where you're like, she should have. And then have your 70% where you're like, I understand.
Yeah.
It's a difficult time for even all the other actors and actresses that were there. You could see they were struggling to hold back their tears.
Yeah, they were.
Some of them couldn't even hold it back. You could see people were very emotional.
Emotions were high. Very high. So are we saying that fans should be more understanding?
Yes, definitely.
Yes.
Definitely.
Twitter, people are very brave on Twitter. I'm not going to lie to you.
One thing about Twitter, they will drag you. They don't even give you a chance to explain. And I feel like because we have so much freedom on Twitter, yo, people come
freedom
with the wildest people are accusations.
Yeah, and they are very brave.
Yo.
They are very
it's
brave.
So, it's very rare to come to a situation and there's not a little bit of backlash. Even if it's a good thing.
On Twitter.
There's going to be someone who's going to be like, bah.
Everything. I feel like every single event that happens, I feel like I sometimes just go on Twitter and I'm like, hey, let me see what they're saying on Twitter. Because I feel like it has an element of truth.
The thing that makes me laugh is, you know, I'm not on Twitter that much, but everything that I find on TikTok comes from Twitter.
It comes from there.
Twitter's always the starting point of all things
backlash.
Gossip, backlash.
Yeah. Yeah.
Scandal.
Everything
yes.
happens. Even like political events. I think Ramaphosa was at in...
Yes. USA.
Yes.
That was another
and the
big
tweets,
one.
The tweets are going all over. You know, that's literally how I'm keeping up with that whole situation, besides the videos that they've published.
Uh-huh.
And all the YouTubers giving their opinion.
For
Twitter.
Me, it was TikTok. Oh, I was...
Scroll.
I was listening. I'm no longer a news person. I used to be a person who loved the news.
Yeah.
But because there's been a lot of scary things in the news these days.
Yeah, news is so negative nowadays.
Exactly.
Even radio.
At this point, I felt like, you know, it's depressing me.
It is.
Because I have to walk out and be like, this happened. This really happened.
It did.
You find yourself just being sad for no reason because you think of something that happened. So I was like, I'm no longer watching the news. Just for a while.
For your own mental health.
For my own mental health.
I mean, I used to watch it in the morning. And just
imagine your day ruined.
Your whole day you're thinking about that this thing that they're telling you about, and you were like, hey.
Exactly. So I decided, you know what, let me take a break. Mm-hmm. So I was listening, I was following the story, the USA Trump Ramaphosa story on TikTok, and I listened to this journalist who was answering for South Africa. When I tell you that we have journalists, we have to give them the answer.
I've heard about that. I've heard about that.
Listen, we have great journalists.
Give the journalist her flowers, please.
Give her her flowers.
Give her her flowers.
Not only was she so articulate, but she was giving points that I was also like, damn, okay, I hear you. I hear you, girl. And the fact that she gagged that presenter.
Yeah.
And one thing that this is an ex-tweet that said, Yazi, what was it saying again? I'm trying to paraphrase it. It was saying, you can see that they are all the same in USA because they all cannot listen. They all cannot give another person a chance to answer. And they fail
How
to comprehend.
True is that?
Because that presenter, okay, he started strong. But after the SA journalist giving her reasons, you could see that he was failing to actually reply after understanding.
And listening to, not just hearing, but listening to what she's saying and replying to that.
Understanding it and then replying.
Because it wasn't...
He was just replying because I need to cut you off. Well, firstly, he was cutting her off.
Yeah.
Didn't want her to finish explaining things. And he didn't want to understand what she was saying.
Why?
Because when I tell you that we are not doing this, rather we're doing this in a way that our policy that we have in place says we should go about it. It's a process. And you ask me, I can hear the process, but why are you doing this? I told you we're not doing it.
Yeah.
We're following a process. And also, where's the proof? And they're like, we saw videos. That was not an actual fact or factual video.
They definitely had to do more research on this topic.
I felt like they were quick to call us out.
They were relying, really, I feel, happening. Like, on one-sided evidence.
Yes,
that's because so true. I actually heard something about, I saw something on Instagram.
Because the videos they showed there, I was shocked to see that.
I saw this news reporter talking to this. He was interviewing this this white guy, and he was like, "What is your response to this whole thing, this USA thing?" Hey, no comment. I was like, hi, guys, why you must be vocal with these things?
I was laughing at them showing a highway full of cars, and they said those people were dead and whatnot. And I was like, guys, we haven't had a mass death in SA for a long time.
Yeah.
I think ever since COVID. That was the last time we had something so big.
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
We're not gonna just throw their comments in the point. Obviously, we're now aware of the situation and the way they're feeling and whatnot.
Exactly.
However, I feel like it was out of hand to call it some sort of genocide.
It's very sad that the people they took in as refugees now are the ones that are making us give them a side eye. Because what do you mean that husband alive, unalive?
That's exactly what I wanted to talk about. I saw that on Instagram and I thought, whoa, what are the odds?
What happened there?
I would love to know.
What was going on there?
I saw the comments and people were saying that.
You just got here. I just arrived. You just arrived.
Already
you're doing.
Already. Oh. But some people are saying that the husband is actually American. But I don't know if the husband is American or the wife is South African.
I think it was the husband, and the wife was South African.
Yes, I guess
he was just looking at a way to go back.
Yeah, I don't know what the details are. I wish we did have more detail on this, because there's a lot. The people are throwing things around.
It's
a lot of...
Talking about that, it was just a big thing.
It was very big.
Honestly, I could use some peace and quiet in SA, hey? I could use a little bit of just a break from all these things that we have to deal with.
And Twitter is such a troublemaker.
I feel like it's the one that actually gets most things out there to influential people's attention.
That's so
and
true.
And sometimes they are not the full perspective of what happened. It's always just someone's side and someone's comment and someone's... maybe playfulness that a person took serious, and now they made it this big thing.
There's a lot of simple things that get like taken out of context sometimes from
talking about Presley's said passing. Musa Kaula, guys, that page is the most problematic page ever on.
Are you saying shut it down, or do you want to keep it?
I'm not saying shut it down.
I feel like sometimes we need that type
but
of...
But we need to sometimes give accountability.
Yeah.
And he does that. He does. We can't hide away from the fact that he does.
We'll have to admit that.
Yes, it's rude to speak ill of the dead. But we are the generation that said... We are going to be more truthful
and
no longer hide things, calling it a dirty laundry should stay inside. We are going to give everything as it is.
In Afrikaans, they say, geraamte is in die kas.
You need to teach me that. You need to teach me that.
I think it's called skeletons in the cupboard. Yes, it was actually a show about that on SBC2.
Is it?
Don't ask me why. But yeah, I definitely think that truth should be exposed.
Exactly. So if we said we're going to do that, we might as well.
We might as well.
And Musa's doing that.
I can't blame him for that, honestly.
And if it was true, then it was true.
But also the timing in which you're revealing this. Because now already the person has...
It's gone.
Which means... the right time to be revealing this truth would or alleged been. Truth would have been maybe either before, honestly, or not right
immediately
now.
Immediately after, yeah, yes. We're still dealing with the grief and the passing. It's still fresh. It's a fresh wound. Yes. And you're more like adding salt into the wound.
Truth is very important, but also...
Timing.
Yeah, timing is important.
And placement of words.
Placement of words.
You know, if especially with him... He's more like a news outlet for the 2Ks.
Yeah.
Because most things...
That's so true.
You know, one thing I've realized, we don't listen to the news broadcast.
Yeah, we listen to...
We listen to people like Musa.
Yeah.
Musa for the scandalous part of the news. Mm. And then we listen to other people. There's this girl who says, "How's it?" on TikTok. Yeah. And then she speaks on political stuff, but breaks it down to like basic English.
Yeah, I feel like that
gives examples.
Yeah, that's our generation's way of finding out the news. I follow a newsroom South Africa on Instagram. That's literally how I find my news out.
And if I tell you that I've never been a political person. Mm. I don't understand politics. But ever since I started listening to that girl, I'm so knowledgeable on politics. And I understand what's happening.
Mm.
I remember she was explaining the story of like Gaza, Ukraine, Russia, and how they're correlated with
Very
Israel.
Very sensitive topic.
A very sensitive topic. And she was explaining, like, trying to help us understand what is actually happening. Because I knew that there's something happening, there's a war, but I didn't understand where it started.
Yeah.
Who are we siding with? Who are we not siding with?
And there are a lot
Why?
Of different types of, you know, there are different perspectives. And exactly. We don't know which to believe. People are posting on this story. I feel like, I must point this out, a lot of the youth, the young people, some people are very passionate about the truth. But also, you need to check your facts.
Yes.
It's very important
Fact
to check.
Checking
Fact checking
is literally, I could say, the basis of journalism, I believe.
Yes.
When they say your source must be credible, that's what they're talking about.
Mm. Before you even think about...
Of releasing a statement.
Yeah, onto social media, the internet, wherever.
And the social media is so dangerous right now. You can spread something that you thought was true and turns out it was not. And be responsible for harm in so many people.
I can think of a lot of matters that started like that.
Ne?
Even this. That one.
Yeah.
And on the topic of Twitter, man, we want to talk about... I actually have a question for you.
Okay.
So, you know, we always, on the Diva Drive, we have the Diva Convo. And now that we're on the topic of Twitter, I have a question for you, Masiyada.
Yeah.
And the listeners, please do interact with this question.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think that Twitter is too toxic, or does it actually help expose truths? Yeah.
Ooh. It's a bit of both.
Okay.
A bit of both. Because it does expose truths.
Mm.
And it helps us have an understanding of truths.
Yeah.
Most of the time. However, it depends on how you use it. Because let's be honest. As much as it's going to bring content to you, but it's going to bring content that you like... Content that you said you prefer.
Mm.
And I think when you start your TikTok account, they do ask, what would you like to be shown mostly on your
What are you interested in?
And mostly, well, for me, when I started my Twitter account, before I let it go, I did say I want news broadcasts.
Mm-hmm.
I want... So they would say, okay, if you want news, here's SABC News. Here's Newsroom, here's ENCA, here's News24. You can follow these people and you'll get your news. I said I like music, so they gave me all these artists, different artists.
And, yeah.
Here's Camila Cabello. I used to love pop. So here's Camila Cabello, here's Taylor Swift, here's who. You see, they gave me all those people. So if it's toxic, it says something about your interests.
Yeah, I think people need to look at what they... You know,
as much
the
as
algorithm
we can,
only gives what you're interested
as
in.
As much as we can
watching.
Blame the app,
Ye-
we need. But when you point at someone, there are three fingers pointing back at you.
Mm.
We should look at ourselves first.
Yeah, we do.
What do you like?
Personally, I think that Twitter is important. This thing about truth, hey? And we're saying that as a generation, we want truths to be revealed. Mm. We want to be honest about situations like this. We don't want to be like the previous generations that sweeping things under the mat. I don't know if it's an idiom or a pun. I don't know which one.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I think Twitter is very important, you know? There are ordinary people that are sharing things that we may not see in real life. You know, whether it's a protest, a natural disaster, or injustice, they're making us aware of these things.
Making us
on
aware.
Twitter.
It's and raising awareness.
And we need to
awareness.
Know. Yeah, it brings attention to stories, like on mainstream media. It's and, you important.
Know, there's something I realized, Nim. I didn't take Twitter seriously for a very long time. And then I started, like, taking it seriously.
Mm.
As much as it was news and music and whatnot. Hey, the gossip part is nice. We have to say it. It's nice.
I think for a long time, I just envisioned Twitter as this thing, like, where celebrities are saying things to each other and you're keeping up with the
really
gossip.
I don't really pay attention to the celebrities. There's this guy, Chris XL. There's this guy. That guy will drag any politician,
you know?
Any artist, any celebrity.
I like
but
people
also
like that.
In a truthful manner.
Yeah.
Most times.
And he's using Twitter as his tool, you know, because...
And it actually gives you insight to maybe a different perspective that you didn't see about a situation.
Yeah, like he's acting as a whistleblower.
Yes.
You know, I'm so glad you got that.
What do you mean? Who doesn't know that?
Yeah, but yeah, like... it's giving a direct line, you know, it's informing the public and it's giving transparency.
And also it helps us with connecting to the outside world, aside from where you live.
Yeah.
Because I feel like we tend mostly to pay attention to what we see around us in our proximity, which is fine.
Tunnel vision.
Mm-hmm, as we were saying, to our proximity. But with Twitter, you do get updates about things that are happening internationally, globally, in the world. Mm. And it gives you a perspective on how other people are living, what other people are facing. And you grow compassionate towards others other than yourself and your people who you're related
to. Me, myself,
to.
And I.
Exactly.
And I think it's very dangerous to think in that box. You need to branch out and see what's going on in the world. I mean, when I started media... And, you know, journalism and all that. The first thing people were telling me was, you need to know the news. You need to know what's going on. You need to be aware of what's happening globally. Because, you know, to be honest with us, we need to be honest with ourselves and say that it does affect us.
It does.
Even now with this whole Trump situation, we can see how things are affecting us
you
as
know,
a country.
The thing is, when you study economics or... Yeah, it's mostly economics and business.
Yeah.
You learn that everything that has to do with another country will affect yours.
Every single thing.
Especially if your country is like an open economy, you trade.
Mm.
Not only do you trade, but you are also part of committees with the other countries.
Yes.
So you can't say, I'm just looking at what's happening to me. I'm just focusing on myself.
I quickly had to clock myself personally. I had to clock myself.
Same. Because I was that person like...
Same. I was
SA is still
position.
Going through a lot. So
yeah, I was like, why am I worrying about what's happening abroad, globally?
But then I realized it does.
Yo, I think this thing with COVID as well also showed me... Because
we got our meds internationally.
You know?
We had to borrow money internationally.
All of these things.
And so now already you're in debt with other countries.
Yeah.
Meaning now you have a relationship, a financial relationship that you have, which is borrowing and lending and paying back and all of that.
And it's costing us. I mean, the economy hasn't been like, I think we need
it
to
hasn't.
Change. I think we need to change it to the law show. Law show, do you want
to
hire us?
We need to go to the law show and actually think about it. We could
shout out to them.
Current affairs.
Hey!
We would be so good. But yes, so we need to understand that it's not just about us.
It's not
about
us.
Everything that is happening around us. And X helps us infiltrate. It helps us infiltrate that system of us and then others.
Yeah.
Us and them.
And it's a very important platform to give accountability. You need to make sure that...
Because we could be doing something in South Africa,
not
realizing that it's affecting another country.
Exactly.
But if someone from that country would come to the comments and say, hey, you guys are costing us. that's when we would actually be like, oh,
we didn't know.
One thing I realized about ex, if it's, I could say we did this thing in a toxic way, but it was for a good cause.
Mm.
You remember the story with Chidemna? But the lady who, I'm sorry for butchering her name, but the lady who was going to be Miss something, I don't know if it's Miss SA or
something.
And apparently we found out that her credentials were not legit.
Yes, I heard about that.
Do you remember that actually for the committee for the Miss pageant?
Yeah.
And actually the government, to take it serious, it started on X.
Yeah, it did.
People were rioting on X saying, we can't. That's not fair.
Yeah,
to our people, it's not fair.
It wasn't fair.
And that uproar from X made the government take accountability to say, we'll investigate.
Yeah.
We'll take action. Sometimes without social media, especially platforms like X that give us full entire, freedom or responsibility to say what we want to say the way we want to say it. Without dumbing it down, without sugarcoating things, it helps us move with issues and deal with them and give accountability to the people superior to us to say, you need to check yourself.
I honestly have a very...
You need to do something about this.
Yeah, I have a big appreciation for people that don't sugarcoat things.
Yes.
In life.
They help us.
In life, please. Rub off the band-aid. It's very important.
Definitely.
I think our country needs that. Personally, I feel like we need to say things how
we
it
do.
Is.
We do. I feel like if we did that more often, even all the issues that we're facing right now as South Africa, which we have to speak about, we could include your GPV.
Yeah.
Because GPV is also on an all-time high right now. And
it's always resurfacing. It's
resurfacing.
It's not something that just
every
like,
year or every 2 years.
Yeah.
And it's tiring.
Wow, honestly.
We can't always be this these people that are always scared to go out because you don't know what type of person you're gonna meet. Somebody was saying on TikTok
that
basically what we're saying right now is don't go to church, don't go to school, don't leave the house, don't leave your room because even the people out inside your house could be dangerous. Don't breathe, don't talk, don't walk, don't run, don't go to the beach, don't go to the groove, don't go to anywhere.
So
don't go to the hospital.
So basically don't live life.
Don't live.
Don't live life. What I don't think that's fair.
And that
I don't think that's fair. As a society we need to confront and not just bring awareness. These campaigns every time
we can't just bring awareness, we need to take action.
Yeah. I feel like people think just because certain time of the year we're bringing up these campaigns and awareness thing, you know,
it's a month dedicated to it and then we forget about it.
It doesn't
other 11 months.
It doesn't work.
Because it seems to be growing at a rapid state and it's scary.
Yeah.
It's
I also scary. Appreciate X because it brings awareness to these things, man.
Yeah. We wouldn't know how many cases we have if it wasn't for these X pages that talk about it all the time.
A lot of victims don't feel comfortable going, you know.
By themselves.
Yeah.
Yes.
And X
can
be a platform for things like that. Eh?
You know that thing of... I'm not that popular on social media, so nobody will take my story seriously.
Mm.
But there are people who will do that for you.
I think there was a situation now. I'm pretty sure it's like in the university. They were looking for someone that was a victim.
Is it?
Yeah. There was a victim of sexual harassment. They were looking for someone. And this person didn't want to come forward and say... Because, you know, I've read the email and I heard people talking about it and they were saying that this person... They were looking for this person because they want to help.
Yeah.
Because it's out there and people want to help desperately. The university wants to give assistance and investigate. But this person was really...
And it's sad. It's sad that victims or survivors, I don't like victims, but survivors of harassment, of violence, are so scared to come forward.
Yeah.
But I have to commend this girl from UCT. I'm sorry if it's not UCT, but it's one of the universities in Western Cape.
Yeah.
Who actually came forth about a shuttle driver who harassed her.
I've heard of that.
I was so, like, there was a little bit of satisfaction in me that, you know, the girl is brave. She was in the news with her face on the camera saying this happened.
Yeah. And I watched the must video take and she was confident.
He must she knew that it's not my fault. I wish we could all have that mindset that it's not your fault.
And she shouldn't be embarrassed.
Exactly.
Or scared to say anything. She was naming names. And that's what I really liked.
I love the fact that she didn't even feel embarrassed to say it started as a date.
Yeah.
Because just because we went out on a date doesn't mean mean anything.
Doesn't mean anything.
So please. And you see, so we need social media to since we're still talking about social media and X, I found this story out on TikTok also.
You like TikTok.
And I use it for the good reason, so
I'm a fan of Instagram, but only because I like the comments.
Yeah.
I like the comments because it's a little bit more unhinged.
Yeah.
Shall I say unhinged?
I feel like my Instagram is more Christian-based, so it's a lot of Christian content.
Same.
And Bibles and whatnot. So I go there when I'm just like, okay, the comments, and they're all like Christian humor.
Yeah, I love
TikTok
Christian
is everything.
Humor.
Honestly. TikTok is news, dance, and whatever. Because TikTok is more like my ex.
Mm.
Yeah, it's my Twitter. So that is all that is happening.
Yeah.
And we can only hope for the best.
And actually, I have another question for you.
Yo, I'm scared of questions.
Last one for ex and Twitter. I also answer, don't worry. If you had the power, would you cancel? This is ex now. Would you cancel it? Or not? Would you totally decide, no more ex, cut it out, cut the show?
I feel like...
Or do you think it's necessary?
I feel like I'm not going to be able to answer your question straight.
Mm.
But you cancel Twitter, they're going to go to TikTok.
Honestly,
you cancel Twitter, they're going to go to Instagram.
There's always an app to replace another.
You cancel Twitter, they're going to go to Facebook.
Mm.
Still, it's the same people. The only thing that changes what those people and their comments and what they post is the amount of freedom they're given in an app. We know Meta doesn't play about Facebook.
Hey.
And I think even TikTok is also a little bit of Meta.
Yeah.
And WhatsApp and whatnot.
Mm.
So we can't just go all out. We are held back a little bit by the guidelines that are there. With Twitter, we know that there's a lot of freedom. If you cancel Twitter, I guess it would work, but at the same time, still, they would go there and find a way. They would find a way. Aren't they about humans?
They will find a way.
They will find a way.
I don't think I can cancel Twitter for I can't. Personally, I feel like the truth-telling is important.
Mm-hmm.
The truth-telling, the accountability, and like giving awareness to these things, I like that. That element of Twitter, I love it.
Yeah.
Obviously, you know the celebrity gossip.
Yeah, a little bit.
You know the celebrity gossip. It's there, but I feel like as someone that's really interested in journalism, I like that element of Twitter. What do you guys think?
Hey.
I don't know. I'm not very active on Twitter. I won't
Same.
I won't lie. You'll find me on Instagram. Find you on Instagram.
I'm mostly maybe on TikTok.
The way you're talking about TikTok, maybe I should give it another try.
Yeah.
I should give it another chance.
I've been through the stage of addiction.
Yeah.
So I feel like now it's just app that I utilize for serious things. I go there to, like, it's my Google or something.
That's actually the reason why I deleted it.
Yeah. After that stage, it gets better. Don't worry.
I'm convinced, hey.
It gets better.
I'm going to text you if things go bad.
I'll just refer you to rehab, my dear.
It's exam time and you're thinking
do it during the holidays.
Yeah. Start I think it's better. Yeah. You know, during exam time, I also delete Instagram.
And you know, one thing that makes people don't like Twitter, apparently, because I heard on TikTok, they said that. We already know. Actually, I didn't understand what they meant because I'm not a big person on Twitter. They said, we know what kind of a person you are already if you own Twitter.
Ivo.
And I was like, why? And then I went to the comments. And the comments were
what
like,
what are the comments saying?
It's now an OnlyFans. Don't do any. Apparently, there's PG-13 type of. Actually, not even PG-13. It's 18 SNLV type of vibe. I was like, okay.
But people are saying things like that about Facebook
Is it?
After a while. I don't know. Are we still using Facebook? I feel like those are like millennial people.
No. They will.
If you're a millennial and you're watching this, no shade.
No please shade.
Don't
but,
be mad at me. But, yeah, but I feel like it is.
It's now ladies' the older, house and what. Mm,
the Facebook groups, you know.
Yeah, but.
Personally, I
don't even go there anymore. A lot of
I have it because I like the Facebook marketplace. I actually got one of my textbooks there. I love it. I don't know. I love it. It's Facebook marketplace.
What
is
do
very
I even
convenient.
Use Facebook for?
Do you have it?
Yes, I have it, but I don't use it. You know your account that you had during high school?
You still have it.
Yeah, it's that account.
I don't even bother posting there.
I don't post.
Yeah, I'll change my profile now and then.
I tried coming back. Same. I just change my profile and just leave it.
And you can see when you're posting things, there aren't a lot of views because people aren't on that app anymore. And it's not like you're going to be following
everybody's
the
on TikTok, Instagram, and X.
Exactly.
Those are the big three right now.
Mm.
So, apparently Twitter is that person with 18 plus content.
Mm.
And I mean, I stand on my point. It is about your interests.
Yeah.
How did it come to be that they know that when you like
all
things
of those
like that?
Things.
Because if maybe they're like trying to get you into it,
yeah,
you can easily just click not interested.
You have a responsibility in this thing. You have
so,
a responsibility.
Yeah. If your FYP is full of those things, it tells us really what type of a person you are. It tells us. For me, it would be like news, Times Live. It would be those news outlets. So you would see, oh, okay, this person likes news. For another person, it would be anime, Mega, yes, and all of Naruto and all of those. And you'd know that, okay, this person likes anime. So if for you it's that.
So you're saying the people that are using Twitter have a responsibility.
Exactly.
And they contribute to their For You page
exactly.
as well.
Mm-hmm.
What you're interested in, Mina, I'm safe. Yeah, I like my Christian jokes here on the side. The content.
It's Bible.
Yeah.
It's news. Mm. And then a little bit of gossip here and there. That's
yeah,
it.
And there. And then you get
and with the
a
gossip,
little bit of news.
With the just gossip, it's also because we live in an entertainment industry. This is our life. This
Come
is our
on.
Bread.
It is.
So we
it
can't.
Is.
We can't not know.
Look here. What are we doing now? We are talking.
Exactly.
We are talking about Connie Ferguson. We are talking about
Presley.
Yeah.
We're talking about Kelvin. Babalwa.
Everything.
Yes.
We need to be.
We need to know.
We need to be updated, and we need to know what's going on in the world, so that we can give you the news.
Yes. So that we can tell you what you need to know. So, anyways, that is what we were talking about.
Yeah.
And that is what I know, and I enjoyed this past week.
Yeah.
It was Kelvin. No,
I was glued to my screen.
Apparently, Babalwa M is Babalwa Momo. it's there.
Wow, you're saying you're hinting.
Yes, there's
you're
a hint coming. It's
and
coming.
Fans won't complain, hey? Fans yes. won't complain.
And we talked about the sad passing of Presley and Connie.
Yeah.
And we hope that she's okay wherever she is.
Mm-hmm.
And we can just pray that they deal with the grief and heal properly.
Yes.
Because sometimes, you know, you grieve and then you want to rush back into the world and it hurts you even more.
Yeah. We had some very interesting conversations. I enjoyed that, Luciana. So wherever you're listening from, I hope you're warm and comfy. And if you're writing exams...
good luck.
Myself and Yada wish you the best of luck. And if you're new to Madiba's podcast, we're just helping, man.
Mm-hmm.
And you're being entertained. So I really had fun. I really did have fun.
Yeah, it was so insightful.
It was
really insightful. I feel like we're more news than entertainment, but it's good to be knowledgeable.
Mm.
The Bible says my people perish because of lack of knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
So you need to be knowledgeable.
Yeah.
You need to know your stuff.
No.
So
sometimes we need to talk about these things.
And also, we need to, as this generation, it's very important that we know about all the things that are happening, whether it's good and
that's
whether
true.
It's bad, because we are the generation that's going to change things, I'd like to believe.
Mm.
We are the generation that is going to... Because we've already showed that we're generating that's very strong. That stands up for what's right. So I hope we're going to do that with all the issues and the major ones, even if we're nipping in the bud right now. But hopefully we'll grab bigger pieces and deal with these things. That was the Deeper Drive podcast.
Yeah.
With the other Casey, your girl from MP, right? Yeah, with...
your girl Sherry. I can't wait to talk to you guys again. Hey, I love the studio.
Love it.
Come on, guys. I love
this. This is a safe space.
Yeah, honestly.
Happy place.
We love chatting to you. We know you enjoyed it.
And
love you.
We can only hope that you'll be here again when we come back.
Don't miss it. Bye. Love you.
The best youth station in the Bay. Mateva's Radio.